for heavy stuff. And it's more or less a gruel or a broth that you can...
Would you ever call that mush?
Yes, you can call it mush or broth. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cornmeal mush or broth.
Yeah. Talking about food some more, things like, you know, carrots and peas and beets and all that together you would call what?
That's a vegetable soup. Mixed vegetables. Either one.
Would it make any difference as to what you called it, depending on whether you raised them at home or bought them in the store?
No, it wouldn't make any difference. It's just so it consisted of the same vegetables.
Have you ever heard people talk about homegrown vegetables?
Homegrown vegetables.
If they bought them in the store, what would
you call them? Bought them in the store, you'll have to say they're store-bought.
Store-bought.
Yeah.
And a little plot near the house where you grow vegetables is called?
Your garden. Mm-hmm. Or your vegetable patch. Some people call it the vegetable patch, but... to me, it's always applied to as a garden.
What about this type of food that you see, especially in the South? People like it for breakfast with their eggs and bacon. You might have some, you know, that white stuff.
That's the grits. Mm-hmm. That's right.
What about if you had if you made something out of the whole kernel after you leached the alcohol?
That would be hominy. Mm-hmm. If it's a whole kernel, it goes through a process of either... using vanillin or oak ashes, which is the same thing. You get vanillin from oak ashes. Mm-hmm. And you let it stay in that lye for so long, and that it soaks. And it causes the husk and that kernel to peel out. Mm-hmm. And you have to separate every grain.
Yeah.
It's very tedious.
I imagine.
And then after you take the husk and the kernel out, then it's washed a number of times to get all of that alkali off of it. And then you add your pork cracklings to that. You mix a small amount in with that hominy. And it's cooked again until those grains get puffy. And it makes a delicious meal with just, of course, you're eating two different kinds of corn with your cornbread, or with hominy. And some people won't eat cornbread with it because it puts too much starch. Because they're both the same substance, you see, you get the same thing out of it.
Talking about starch, a lot of people might have potatoes with their meat. If they don't have potatoes, they might have some other type of starchy food. What would
that's right, butter beans or peas, either one. Butter beans is very starchy, Irish potatoes are very starchy.
What about that white stuff that's grown in Louisiana a lot?
Rice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that the rice is quite as strong in the starch as the cornmeal or the sweet potatoes and butter beans. Mm-hmm. Butter beans of the bean or pea family, I think, has the most starch of anything in that vegetable line. The cornmeal, I think, consists of more starch than the butter beans. I know. Majority of the people that I hear speak about trying to control their weight, they cut off their starchy foods, eat less bread.
Yeah.
In fact, I've done that myself. I got too heavy. I got up above 200. And I started with my garden back last spring, and I couldn't bend over. My old tummy was so big until I was miserable. I'd start wheezing. And I saw right then that I had to do something to give my set more room. So I, instead of eating six biscuits every morning, I cut them down to four, and I'm still on that four.
Right. What about talking about the type of alcoholic beverage that some people make themselves and don't pay any tax on it? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, there's they'll make a beer, or they'll make wine,